Hello friends, we are now going to do chapter 10, Content Marketing in the Digital Age, overall under the subject of Marketing Management in Digital Era. So with that, I am Professor Ashish Adi, going to take you through the content. Let's see the perspective about this content marketing. Content marketing is nothing but developing a content. Content which can be flown, which can be circulated, which can be made viral using various digital tools. So here content marketing is to focus on essentially delivering value through informative and engaging content. So that's what is the content marketing, what it stands for. Here when you resort to that, you have to see that audience needs and interests are kept in mind, and it is like a sales speech oriented. Okay, you are not doing a charity. You have to make them every time feel that I must have this product. Leverages various platforms to connect with consumers in the digital age. So content is not only about blogs. It is like you create a content. The best content is when created, it can be dissected and made adopted to various digital tools. It can be used for blog, can be used to make videos on YouTube, can get into websites, etc., etc. So that's what is the power of content marketing. So meaningfully, what you have to remember is it's about content-based relationship with the customer. Informative relationship, that's what it is there. Provide what customer wants to know from you. Okay. So it's a total shift from traditional marketing where you were only delivering a content with the presumption that customer wants and will consume it. Here, you have to create a value. You have to make it meaningful, relevant. So that's what a value in the content you have to create so that you get customer's attention, interest, desire, etc. And this you have to constantly keep doing it, keeping the changing behavioral and changing preferences of your customers. So what is an art of content marketing in this today's digital era? So when you talk about content marketing, it's a matter of not only the text, but it's an ingenious way to combine creativity, strategic planning, and data analytics on the other end. After implementation, data will tell you whether you were good, bad, ugly. So content marketing is all about combining not only the creativity, but pulling in your strategic perspective and depending on the data. It's about crafting stories that resonate with the customer, your audience. Make them a meaningful conversation. That's what storytelling means, make them meaningful. They will forget, you know, they will flow with you when the narration is happening. So that's what, like we in our old days when mother was telling us a story, how we used to forget everything and we were glued, and even if she stopped in between, we will make her tell the story complete. So likewise, but here in the digital era, once your content is generated and delivered, analytics will speak for you whether it is engaging or bad. So that's what, and accordingly you have to get into refinement of your content strategy. So broadly, it is all about not only the content as a text, but creativity and strategic approach, which is data-driven. That's what is a content marketing. Here, you have to ensure that you not only get the attention, but you create an engagement which will foster lifetime of loyalty, and then refine your content strategy based on the real-time insights. So that is what you have to remember. How this has evolved, that is what we are trying to understand. Traditionally printed, you give a content, consumer will consume, that is what your presumption is. Here you have not bothered to know what they are seeking. However, in today's age, when the digital era has happened, when two-way interaction became very possible, the information consumption method has changed, and that change is compelling you to create your content in a way that customer touch points have also manipulated, you know, multiplied. I have a mobile, I have my social marketing account, I have my professional LinkedIn account, I have a smart television, I'm on laptop 8 hours a day. So that being the shift in my information consumption, the tool, the platform through which I get, your content marketing has to be therefore relevant, interactive, and personalized to my need. That led to change from traditional content to new age digital content. And that's an example which is Share a Coke campaign, where personalized content by featuring popular names on the bottle was created and boosted the engagement, resulting into the final boost in the sales volume. So what is that you have to remember? So reflects changes in how audience consume information nowadays. Way the consumer consumes information has changed. That you have to remember. He is coming to website for certain information. He is getting to your blog for certain type of information. Visiting YouTube for certain type of things. Do you know that? Okay. Once you know that, you create a engaging content. So consumer will get engaged with you. And they will therefore know that you know exactly what he wants, where he wants, how he wants. And therefore dependency will increase. Once that happens, you are able to create a very personalization in your communication, which will be not only interaction based, it will be like engaging. So that is a modern age requirement, and that's what we are trying to understand. So this is a definition view of content marketing. After understanding it as a generic manner, definition of content marketing is, it's a strategic approach focused on delivering valuable content to a specific audience. You are doing it for your target group of customer. That is very clear. Marketing management means target group of customer. Here it's a strategic approach delivering valuable content. Relevance is there, worthiness has to be there, that makes it valuable. It involves, therefore, not only creation of the content, but effective distribution and promoting it on various content platforms. And flavor encompasses various content types. As I told you, micro bites to macro, this thing, you know, from just a caption on certain digital media to a video on the subject. So that's what is the flavor of content marketing, emphasizing value provision, which is, I have told you earlier also, it cannot be a promotional message. Promotion is an end result of it. It has to be relevant, engaging, providing customer what he wants, thereby building his knowledge, therefore dependency on your content. Then comes the engagement and then comes the conversion. Red Bull content marketing focuses on high energy sports and activities, delivering content that resonates with this audience. It gives you wings. That's what their positioning plank. Their age group of customers are very young. They are looking at somebody with the drive to make a difference in his life and therefore to build his energy source, keep him energized all along. And therefore, what their corollary or the synonymity they found is, this people has to be adventurous. So they have correlated with the adventure sports happening world over. And their content will be exactly around that. And you should see that content. They will not have a very simple title, vroom, and he wins. So you will be inquisitive. And then you will see that in this Formula One race, the team Red Bull guy, you know, this thing. So it will be all like that, you know, funny, inquisitive, tantalizing type of titles, subtitles, and the content therein. So, but all around sports event, high energy sports event happening, activity happening around the world. So, of course, you create a content to educate, entertain, but solve the problem also. So that's what first thing that you have to remember. It has to be strong long-term relationship with audience. With that purpose, you are starting your content marketing. That has to be remembered. It's not always promotion and sale. Diverges from traditional marketing and focuses on value over promotion. So that is what is a very important differentiator that you have to remember. the role of content marketing in digital marketing. So in today's world, which is of a digital marketing, what role content marketing plays? Content marketing acts as a backbone of digital marketing strategy. Success of a digital marketing depends on, relies on content that you create. It is essential for attracting and retaining customer, attracting new customer, retaining existing customer, engaging the one who's on the edge, who's actually a competition customer, but he keeps coming to you. He's on the edge. He's not still on your side. Still keep him engaged. Builds the awareness of the brand, brand building, trust building, credibility development, so that dependency is created. And dependency will force him to come to you again and again. So there is an engagement, there is a conversation that leads to the conversion, so to say. Okay. Example here given is Moz Blog and Whiteboard Friday. Series provided valuable insight into SEO, building his reputation and driving customer engagement. Now, in the era when you, me, everybody is struggling to know what is SEO, then there is a perception that you can't do it. You have to have a professional, you have to spend money. During that time, this property developer created something which is a valuable insight that they provide to any common man in a very lucid manner that led to so much of a surge in terms of customer engagement and their reputation. So people keep coming. Okay, so drives profitable customer action through valuable content. Credible, valuable content means customer will start depending on, then relying only on you. That stage is the ultimate stage. Enhances brand presence and authority in the digital space. While everybody is trying to draw the attention of their target customers, you will stand apart. Your presence will be noticed and your consumer will want to engage with you. And that's what is more proactively happening, and that gives you the effectiveness, and this will be the onset of success of digital marketing over traditional advertising. So it will allow you to also move gradually away from traditional marketing to digital marketing. Okay. Importance of content marketing. Why should you? Okay. It's crucial for engaging today's digital savvy audience. You know, I have on my mobile phone screen time tracker, which I see it at the end before going to bed. 6 to 8 hours is the average, this thing. I'm trying to reduce it. I'm not. This has become like a mandatory, and I'm not much, you know, I'm not watching videos. I'm not watching films and programs on my mobile. It is my working and this thing. So things like LinkedIn, things like WhatsApp messages, I do interaction on LinkedIn with my clients and give them compliments for being promoted. This is for me to keep in touch with my professional network, etc. But that itself is so much. So you see, audiences today, digital savvy, crucial for you to create a connect with them. Now, when you do that, focus should be on long-term rather than immediate sale. Focus should be on customer lifetime value rather than one-time value. Provides multiple benefits, okay? So now when you achieve that, you will benefit in multiple ways. Brand visibility, attention, interest, curiosity, desire, all this thing will start coming to you based on how fruitful interactions you create at a different touch point. We are learning about the importance of content marketing. So when you create an effective content, traffic diversion will take place. From somebody, people are blindly trusting, searching, struggling, to you being trustworthy, credible source, traffic will increase. When traffic will increase and it happens, the repeated interaction, the trust and credibility will come. And once that involves, your landscape, your presence on the digital world will start becoming meaningful, you can adopt to the changing digital landscape as well. And people will at that time want to see you first out there. So there are various such things which will make you numero, you know, on the digital world, and that will differentiate you from the rest of your competitors. How can you get into attracting and engaging a target audience using content marketing? Creating content that resonates with the audience interests and need is the primary requirement. Storytelling is an approach, but content relevancy is a different thing. Okay, so you have to first create a relevance with the content that you develop. It should be from my life, from your user's life. He should feel, oh, this is me, you know, it happened to me, or it is relevant to me. That's what resonance is all about. Using various formats of content. Formats of content means textual, video, you know, likewise, you create an engagement with different segments. And once you do that, you are able to create an encouragement for people to participate. You are bringing the involvement factor in by asking for comments, by encouraging share, giving you likes, etc. So those are the things. In the YouTube film, you would have often noticed the guy before starting actual this thing tells you if you like it at the end, like me, share me, subscribe me for continuous new reel from me, etc. So this is how it percolates. So key points to keep in mind is engaging content to keep the audience interested. So there the relevancy, as I told you, that is very critical. Create content that attracts right audience, not large audience, right audience, and increase the likelihood of audience interaction and retention. It is not that you are getting a lot of followers. It is that, are they interacting with you? Are you creating an interactive platform or not? Are you giving them a voice? So that is what is important. And if you retain them that way, they are going to be with you for a long time. Okay. In the world of content marketing, how do you build relationship and trust with your customer? I've been saying that earlier also, that is a primary requirement of a good content or a successful content marketing strategy. So you can do this by providing valuable, informative and entertaining content. Relevancy is definitely has to be there, but it can be packaged in a way, either make it valuable, make it informative, make it entertaining, make it participative. It could be that your brand is a reliable source, stand out as your brand as a reliable source. When it comes to fashion, my blog or my this thing is the most reliable. When it comes to infrastructure, this social cause, this. Likewise, you start creating a map in the customer's mind where you stand very separated from the rest. So then for that kind of requirement, he or she will want to come to you. That will create a connection with your audience. Okay. A connection, to sustain that connection, regularity is required. So consistency is important. I've been earlier also mentioned to you. So the point to remember is you require a long-term perspective. Okay. And that long-term perspective will come by trust that you built. And for that trust, repetition is required. You have to see that you provide content in a manner consistently, that he repeatedly, self-proactively visits you, that will eventually build the loyalty and position your brand as a trusted authority in the specific industry. So that's a power that you have to leverage. Educating and entertaining the audience. This is also one of the earlier factors that I have mentioned. How can you do that? Using content to educate the audience about industry trend, product or services. You can take a stance that I will always be proactive by giving a trend idea. I will be proactive by giving product idea completely. So likewise, so that's what you decide what you want to educate or entertain your consumer about. Incorporating entertaining element like videos, infographics and quizzes. So this is irrespective of whatever genre you may be, it has to be incorporating a entertaining element, attention grabbing element. In other words, entertainment means not like item number or thing like that, attention grabbing, okay, making learning enjoyable, which leads to higher engagement. He should enjoy what is coming, and therefore he will want to either repeat watch or come back again to watch, come back again to watch what new you have done. So that is what is a compulsion that you should create. And logically you come out so that he knows that you are getting into a structural education. So that will be appreciated. So points to remember is, educating customer in the area that helping them to improve their either efficiency, performance, etc. Decision making is objectively customer is able to take. Entertaining content keeps the audience engaged. So if you have a very interactive this thing built into it, he will be engaged. Or you have done a very creative layouting, you use creatively various inputs out there, he will be glued to it, okay, and increases the chances of content being shared also. Then he will realize that this is so useful, I must share with my this friend or in this group, etc. So virality will come. So that's one. Enhancing brand awareness and visibility. Very important aspect of content marketing is creating a brand awareness and visibility. So create a content that is relevant to your brand, and we'll create a presence online. People would like to see you as one particular brand in this genre or this category, using SEO, search engine optimization, and social media analytics, etc. You can reach wider audience. Your content has to reach in the advertisement world or in the marketing world. First is the reach, and then comes the frequency. Reach means in one go, how many people you are covering at least once. Frequency is that when you repeat certain number of times the same message, memorability and call to action happens. So therefore you see that advertisements, when they first come, or they look for reach quotient, and after we achieve reach, we look for frequency. So that full page ad gets quarter page, but they keep coming again. Idea is, now they are looking at frequency, certain number of time when the customer looks at it, in him the desire and the call to action shapes up. This is a psychologically established thing. So reach and frequency. So likewise here, first you try to, by doing proper SEO and social media use, try to create a reach for yourself. And once that is happening, get into engagement. And this is, you can do it by proper branding across various content platforms. Okay. Key points to remember: brand visibility will come with proper search engine optimization and proper use of right social media. Okay. Reinforce every time your identity and values. So repeats and various things that you have to do, and expand on your reach. Try and see that you reach maximum number of your target audience. Then follows the frequency for the call to action. Establishing authority in the industry. Now you have to become an authoritative voice in the industry through your content marketing. So how do you do that? Share insights, share innovation, share your expert's opinion, provide solutions, become a thought leader. What you are predicting, projecting, conveying is happening in the industry. So customer will start believing you, okay, for which you require high quality, well-researched content. Now that cannot come out of your dream. So when you write, you can say that after meeting 500 customers or 50, as the case may be, I am of the opinion, or this is what is coming out through an in-depth interview with them. Likewise, engaging in industry discussion. Create and call for industry discussion. Well, panel you form, get into the discussion on blogs, on your art, create an article which is based on interaction with industry opinion leaders, etc. So likewise, get into developing your authority. So people will start looking at you an undisputed, knowledgeable, credit worthy source in this industry. So likewise, you create your authority. So key points, of course, is moving your position as an industry leader. So for doing that, you have to have a credibility built and a trust with your audience and attract other business media to collaborate with you. So that's how you do that. Now let's understand how in content marketing, you can increase the customer engagement and loyalty. So this is possible. There are many tools. Some of them are only written here. Things like polls, creating quizzes, interactive content, making customer participate. There are various ways you create engagement. Second approach is a personalization. Content that fits with the customer preference. Now, Mr. Hathi will feel that it is sent for him. It is not about writing, "Dear Mr. Hathi." Please don't misunderstand. It is about Mr. Hathi or people like him, you know, 55 plus, have naturally, these are the difficulties, challenge or questions in life. What should be my retirement, this thing. So you develop a personalized content. When read, it looks like Mr. Hathi will feel, he understood my problem. That's what is personalization. So that's what you have to deep dive into that mindset, psychographic of your target customer. Encouraging repeat interaction, for which you create a community participation. And let's say we'll discuss and debate on should there be a, you know, sex education among teenagers. So now you create a community. You believe me, don't get this thing, but for example, Dove as a soap has created a community where they don't discuss about moisturizing soap and its benefit. They create a content which helps parents to break the taboo of discussion with their kids. It could be sex education, it could be right touch, wrong touch, many aspects. So they get into that engaging discussion, community participation. So that is what is I mean by customer engagement. When engagement encompasses longer period, the loyalty will come. The trust will lead to the loyalty. That is what you can understand. So point to remember is make customer engage with your brand, for which create a content which is having a tool facilitating interaction, engagement, like polls and quizzes as they mention, or a topic of a discussion that is powerful enough, okay, which is coming from the era or the time when customer is at that stage. And repeatability of that will create a loyalty over a long term. And this concept will get a flip, positive flip, if you bring in the community concept around your brand. So that's what, like, Nestle doesn't have Maggie making community. No, they do not have. But their healthy parenting, that's a community. So Nestle gives a perspective of how various Nestle product range helps in the healthy this thing. But it's not around that. It is like they create a discussion as to what is healthy baby, what should the expecting mother do, what should be the new mother do, etc. And there somewhere they weave in that Nestle's this product builds immunity, Nestle's this product builds vitamin deficiency. So likewise, so this is what I meant. Okay, driving traffic and conversions, that is very important. Content marketing ultimately has to achieve this. So how do you do that? Using content to guide customers through the sales funnel. So here, not only pulling customer, but once you know that he is getting pulled in, you become a guide and the mentor during the sales funnel. From cold, warm it up him as a lead. From warm, hot, convert him into hot leads, etc. So for that, incorporating that transactional conversation and finally pushing for call to action or naturally making customer take that call to action should be the orientation in your content, for which you need to optimize your content, have a SEO support given, create an organic traffic generation so that overall there is a growth in your traffic. And when the growth comes in, conversation is an ultimate derivative of it. So point to remember is effective content drives the traffic to your website or any digital property, for which handling customer during the sales funnel is critical, forcing at the end or inducing him for the desired call to action is very, very prime focus around which your content should be, and support it with the SEO optimization for organic search and creating organic visibility. That has to be factored in. The role of content marketing in the digital age. So what is the role that content marketing today playing? So that's what offers unparalleled opportunities for brand awareness, organic traffic growth. So if a proper content marketing is applied, visibility of your brand will improve, awareness about your brand will come in, and organic traffic attraction will start. That is number one, role one. Educate and build trust with customers, driving loyalty and conversion. So become a mentor, become a guide, become a philosopher, become a friend, buddy, whatever, educate and build the trust. Now, once that happens, dependency will come. I often come out with this, dependency will force him to come to you again and again and again. He becomes loyal to you. And that loyalty is a trust-based conversion is natural derivative. While you are, changes are happening. So be adaptive to changing digital landscape. Do not be afraid to accept new platform, new tools, etc. Create relevance and stay relevant, okay, among your target customer. That is what is another important role. Digital marketing helps you with that. Lego user-generated content campaign showcases creativity and enhance brand loyalty. So Lego has invited, it's that, you know, flexi tool making, a flexi toy making, this thing. They've invited user to generate content, develop this and showcase. So that's how they create. So people realize that creativity is now getting a platform to represent. So people got into developing new things out of Legos, you know, blocks, creative blocks. And they were publicizing it and people were commenting it, interacting on it, asking him, how did you do it? And all those things. And Lego then jumping in, declaring winner, blah, blah. So this is how user-generated content. It is not by Lego. User were praising about Legos, you know, that blocks and all. So that's what makes all the sense. So the key point to remember is, content marketing supports brand growth in the digital era. It keeps the brand interest at paramount level, right from awareness to action, ensures ongoing engagement and regularity, building loyalty. That's what you have to remember. And you have to be adaptive to digital trends and changing consumer behavior and preferences. That is very critical. Types of content marketing. So here we will see various formats. So things like blogs, videos, infographics, podcasts, they are all content marketing formats. They cater to different audience, different interest, and offers you a choice of variation in your content. So that is what is very powerful. Should you have only one or should you have all? Yeah, that's a choice you have to take. But I have noticed that most take multiple formats. Beauty of content marketing is a strong content, well-made content is adaptable to all these platforms. You don't have to create different content and thereby increase your workload. You can create one content and then adopt it to podcast, adopt it for blog, likewise. Catering to different audiences segments with varied content types. Focus that your content caters to different audiences that you have. content is to focus on segment, not necessarily target audience. Content is to focus on different segments that you already know can be your customer, because from segments you have to generate lead. Targeting can be achieved even by the traditional marketing. So that's what, see that different audience groups are identified for which you feed in the right content. Freshness of your content, first release is very important, and stay relevant, that is subsequent importance, so that engagement is maintained. So that's what, under any type, these are the things that you have to remember. Spotify uses personalized playlists and podcasts to engage users. Spotify allows you developing your personalized playlist. They have a very effective podcast which keeps the user engaged. Key points, of course, that you remember is diverse content format exists. It requires you to decide which one to audience your this thing, which is multiple segments. How you can tap your multiple segment connect. So it's not about selecting one, selecting maybe multiple, but see that you reach out to your diverse segments. Create a personalization to user engagement so that engagement is facilitated, and keep the connection alive, keep the connection relevant with your target audience. So that is what is significantly important. Traditional content marketing and shift to digital. So we are now just giving academically, we'll study what has happened. Traditional marketing was all about printed, radio commercials, etc., or a direct mail, etc., and few digital formats have come at that time. Leveraging the internet expansive reach for precise targeting gave the birth to digital marketing. And when certain technological changes facilitate real-time two-way engagement and data analysis, analytics, created a real-time assessment of your effectiveness, that has all started changing things against traditional, making consumer, making the businessman to consider digital platform, digital marketing as essential aspects, and in that the content marketing is real required thing that they have realized, without which they cannot hope to grow or survive in difficult condition. In COVID era, many companies are already set for it. They leveraged it. Those who thought digital, this thing is not required, they suffered heavily. So that's the power one has to understand. New York Times transition from print to a digital first content strategy. So the whole this thing transition took place by New York Times, and therefore they survived in this world. Key points, digital content allows for broader and more precise reach. You can micro target. Okay, real-time data helps you with your content strategy being agile, adaptive, and digital platform offers interactiveness and therefore can be engaging and experiential. So that is what one has to understand. The benefit of content marketing, if when you get into it and you really apply that art and science both, what did you benefit? So what do you get out of it? Essential for engaging and retaining today's digital savvy customer. So first you create engagement. Second, you create retention, means you retain them. Third is trust, visibility, and conversions. Okay. But conversion comes out of conversation. So additionally, you get customer trust, your visibility will improve, and you will drive conversions. More will visit, will come, more conversion will happen. A strategic content marketing approach is key to long-term success. This is very important. In the marketing, philosophically, fundamentally, customer lifetime value is of apex importance. Digital marketing makes it reality in an easy manner. Earlier it was not possible. There was so much of thing that is, however, needed to be done, and maintaining record was next to impossible. In the digital marketing, this becomes a real time, So you see that power of long-term strategic success is only possible through content marketing. So the key points that one should keep in mind is focus on audience rather than direct selling. Selling in the content marketing becomes a derivative, not the primary focus. Right content will lead to automatic conversion. That's what it believes. Adapts to the evolving digital landscape. Continuously see that how digital landscape is changing and are you adapting to it or not. And to drive the sustained brand growth and customer loyalty, build your content in a way that customer trusts you and keeps visiting you again and again. So with this, we complete this chapter also. Thank you.